You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
August 15, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Guest tonight, actor, you probably know him from HBO's Silicon Valley, Jimmy O. Yang is here, everybody! We're going to be talking about his new movie, Crazy Rich Asians. But first, let's get to today's headlines. This has been another rough week for the Trump White House. Scandals, bad press, bad poll numbers. But the good news is, they found someone to blame.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dropping a bombshell on today's White House briefing. She walked in and read a statement from President Trump announcing that the White House is revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan.
Mr. Brennan has recently leveraged his status to make a series of unfounded and outrageous allegations, wild outbursts on the internet and television. Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets.
Unfounded allegations, wild internet outbursts, and lying? Sounds like Sarah Sanders is just reading from President Trump's daily schedule. Sounds like to me, it's like, Mr. President, we need to wrap this up. You'll be late for your 12:30 outburst. Come on. Hey, look, I don't really understand why former officials need to keep their security clearance forever. I mean, as far as I know, Nick Fury isn't showing up at John Brennan's apartment unannounced to bring him back for one last job. But something tells me that Trump isn't just protecting secrets for the good of the country.
As part of this review, I am evaluating action with respect to the following individuals: James Clapper, James Comey, Michael Hayden, Sally Yates, Susan Rice, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr.
Okay, that's just Trump's enemies list. It really is. He tries to hide it as something else. I'm canceling security clearance for James Comey, Peter Strzok, Rosie O'Donnell, fake news Don Lemon, Antifa, and the girl at McDonald's who gave me barbecue sauce instead of honey mustard. I thought my tongue was having a stroke, folks. Very scary. Now, there is some other big news today that we have to talk about. A Pennsylvania grand jury has reported that the Catholic Church there protected more than 300 priests who were accused of abusing children over 7 decades. Yeah, and that's just in Pennsylvania, right? Just in Pennsylvania. Like, we're not even counting the rest of America and Europe and Africa. And I'm sorry, guys, at some point, I feel like we need to stop calling it a church and start calling it what it is: a molesting club with an opening prayer. Because that's what it feels like. This is becoming so widespread, at this point, confession is just gonna be a two-way conversation between priests. It's gonna be like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. This shit never ends. Anyway, let's move on. In other news, it looks like the TSA is upping their game from busting rule breakers to busting moves.
Something fun on a security line at an airport, if you can believe that. Let's take a look at this. A boy tosses away his stuffed animal, daring a TSA officer to a dance-off while his family was going through security at Newark Airport.
Oh, this is so cute. I mean, 30 people missed their flights, but oh. How could you miss Grandpa's funeral? I know, I'm sorry, but he should have seen the kid. He was doing the thing. And, oh, man. And can we all just agree that this kid is probably just a cover for his parents to sneak cocaine through security? It's like, okay, Billy, go do the dancing. Go do it. Two more kilos. Let's move. All right, let's move on to our top story. Over the past few days, Omarosa has been dropping more tapes than Lil Wayne in his prime. But all the talk has been about the one tape that we haven't heard.
Tonight, as we come on the air, the explosive allegations. Omarosa, she's now claiming she's heard a recording of the president using the N-word.
Magician Penn Jillette says he knows for a fact there are tapes of President Trump saying racist remarks. He says he knows such recordings exist because he was in the room when at least one incident happened.
Can you stand at the podium and guarantee the American people they'll never hear Donald Trump utter the N-word on a recording in any context?
I can't guarantee anything, but I can tell you that the president addressed this question directly. I can tell you that I've never heard it.
You can't guarantee it? I feel like this should be the easiest question ever, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders still can't answer it confidently. It's like your wife asking, Harold, can you guarantee me that I'll never see an underwater sex tape with you and Bigfoot? And you go, look, honey, I can't guarantee anything. I do know that I love you, though. But the truth is, we don't know if there's a tape. But that hasn't stopped everyone from having an opinion on the tape.
Let's say Omarosa has these tapes. Let's say the president used the N-word. Does it matter?
It would be a bombshell for the president.
Absolutely nothing changes.
It would be, I think, beyond devastating.
I don't see his numbers changing.
It might actually increase his support among the people who support him.
Is there anything that could come out that would change the situation? The only thing I could think of is a tape of him using the N-word over and over again. So I think only one N-word doesn't get us there.
What? Only one N-word doesn't get us there? Whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy's making it sound like if you use the N-word once, it doesn't count. You realize you don't get a free trial with the N-word, okay? It's racism, not Hulu. To help us make sense of the N-word controversy, we turn to our very own N-word expert, Roy Wood Jr., everybody! Roy. Roy, I'm dying to know, man. What do you make of this whole N-word tape scandal?
Dude, Trevor, I feel like we've come full circle here. Because here I am today, hoping Donald Trump didn't say the N-word, but I spent 8 years hoping Obama would. Just once, I wanted Barack to just let loose. You know, the State of the Union is strong, my niggas, and it would be even stronger if it wasn't for these crazy niggas over here. You're a hater, McConnell. Jeff Sessions a hater, too.
I'm not gonna lie, that would have been dope, but for President Trump, if a recording came out of him using the N-word, the fallout would be catastrophic.
You really think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, then guess what? I got my hands on some of the tapes of Trump saying racist things. Check it out.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
That's exclusive, bruh. Secret tapes.
There's nothing exclusive about that. That's not a secret tape. That was Trump launching his campaign.
Okay, all right, well, there's another one. What about this one?
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Roy, that was Trump at another rally. These are all things that he said in public.
That's my point, Trevor. You don't need to wait for a secret tape to prove Trump is a racist. He's been saying shit like this in public for years. It's obvious. I don't need footage of The Rock in the gym to know if he works out. It's clear. Have you seen his arms? Dude, have you seen The Rock's arms? It looked like he curled Kevin Hart all day. One Kevin, two Kevin, three Kevin. I don't give a damn about what an N-word tape would mean for Donald Trump. I care about what it would mean for black people.
Wait, what do you mean, Roy?
Look, think about it. Whenever Trump crosses a line, it only emboldens people who follow. It only emboldens people to follow him. He says Nazis are fine people. Now Nazis throwing block parties in D.C. He says the press is the enemy of the people. Now everybody trying to pimp slap Wolf Blitzer. The last thing we need is his supporters hearing him say the N-word, because then the floodgates open. We're going to hear Trump supporters using that word everywhere. Excuse me, nigga. Can I tell you niggas about the specials? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start boarding niggas in Group A, so if you line up. Line that ass up, niggas. They're going to turn this world upside down. I guarantee you, when these Trump supporters hear that, they're going to turn MAGA hats into NAGA hats. NAGA hats.
Nigga America great again. I don't think that works.
No, because you're saying it wrong. You got to say it like this. Nigga. America great again. That's how you say it. Put a comma. We'll add a comma.
I'm not gonna lie. Now I'm relieved that the tape hasn't come out.
Hold on, man. Don't get too comfortable. Because I wouldn't be surprised if Trump drops the N-word in a speech before the tape gets leaked. Because if he's smart, he'll realize that when he says it in public, he gets away with it. Just like he did with Mexicans and Muslims. Now all of a sudden the N-word isn't racist, it's presidential.
Damn, Roy, that's really a depressing thought, man.
It's depressing for you. I'm selling these MAGA hats. I got 10,000 of these things ready to go. $60 a pop, but I'll give you one for 40, because you my nigga.
Roy Wood Jr., everyone. We'll be right back.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is the author of How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents. The comedian and actor is also starring in the new movie, Crazy Rich Asians. Please welcome Jimmy O. Yang. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm a big fan of yours from Silicon Valley, and now...
Thank you.
Now you've got the book and you've got Crazy Rich Asians, which is coming out to much fanfare. People are really excited about this. Can you feel the buzz as well?
I've been feeling it for the last, like, 3 weeks. We've been on this press tour,
yeah.
And it's crazy. They're actually spending money on us, which is... Which is amazing. Like they sent out three teams. Each of us hit like three different cities, and the reactions from each city is amazing. You got right. The really heavy Asian populated cities, you know, like say Boston, New York. We expected a good turnout from them, but then when we went to like Dallas, and people still loved it, and I barely saw any Asian people in the audience. It was white people, black people. It's just such a universally fun movie to watch.
Right.
That. I'm just so grateful to see everybody enjoying it.
It's really doing well. It has, like, what, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Everyone is enjoying the cultural significance of the film. It's funny because Ronny Chang is on the show, is also in the movie. And when he came to me to tell me that, like, they wanted him in the movie, he, like, really undersold. He's like, hey, man, so I might need to leave the show for a few months to go do this movie.
Uh-huh.
I think it might be a little bit big for, like, you know, the Asian community. And he sold it like it was going to be, like, a little indie movie in the middle of nowhere. And then I saw this come out. I was like, Ronny, this is major. This is huge. And it really is because for 25 years... we have not seen a Hollywood movie with a full Asian cast. That's a pretty big deal.
Since Joy Luck Club. And I think going in, I mean, Ronnie probably wasn't underselling, like, because we didn't know, we intellectualized it, like, we understood it's right. important. It's, you know, statistically, 25 years, first studio movie. But we didn't feel how special it was until we got to Singapore. When you got, like, the most beautiful, talented, funniest Asian people from all over the world.
Yeah.
You got Asian Americans, Asian British, Asian Australians from everywhere, you know, Ronnie, Asian Malaysian, right? Like, which sounds amazing, by the way. Asian Malaysian.
Asian Malaysian.
Asian Malaysian.
I'm gonna start calling them in the office and I'm gonna get a lawsuit. The movie is also great. That's what I enjoy is, you know, like oftentimes when people talk about diversity, people always make it seem like it's charity,
right.
But it's a great story and you play a character who like seems like the most fun ever.
Uh-huh.
Is it true that you also try to go for the lead, like the really good-looking, handsome lead?
Thanks for putting it that way. Yes. When I first got the script, not every day you get a script that's Crazy Rich Asians with a full Asian cast. So I talked to my manager. I picked up the phone right away. I'm like, guys, I know I'm usually the funny guy, you know, like the character actor, but this is an important movie. Let me try out for the leading role, okay? And then my manager was like, look, Jimmy, I don't know how to tell you this properly, but they're looking for a good-looking guy for this role. And, you know, here I am. There I am. So
you crush it in the movie because play like a Versace wearing mad party animal.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome to play that guy.
Right.
Because you get to go as big as possible. So just fill the screen with any energy you have kind of pent up inside.
Yeah.
Because I think normally as functional members of society, you can't just act crazy. But with a character like that, with billions of dollars and he doesn't care about anything,
right.
He lives his life like as if it's lawless. So it's just so fun and freeing to play somebody like that.
You also have a cast that is all Asian, but at the same time, really diverse. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm not saying it covers every single aspect of Asian culture.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that you said so many people come from so many different walks of life. When you're on set, did you feel that? Because I remember when Black Panther was happening, people were talking about how the set felt different. It was a new experience. Was
Absolutely.
It similar on Crazy Rich Asians?
There was some kind of magic. When we're all just hanging out, you know, eating dinner, I didn't have to explain, oh, let's go to a Chinese restaurant. It's like authentic, but like not that exotic. You can handle it. You know, we were all just so much on the same page. We all just loved the same kind of food. We all sang karaoke every night. It was great. You haven't lived until you've seen Ronnie Chang sing Backstreet Boys. It's amazing.
Man, you are just giving me ammunition on Ronnie Chang nonstop. Let's talk a little bit about the book as well, because I love how your book talks about your journey in America. How to American, an immigrant's guide to disappointing your parents. It really is a universal story that is all about yourself becoming an American citizen and the journey that you went on. Why do you think it's really been as difficult as it has been for you to understand the difference or the difficulty in duality? Being an American,
right.
But then also being Asian and staying true to your roots.
I moved here when I was 13 from Hong Kong. 13 is probably a tough age for anyone finding themselves, but I was in a new country with a new language. I couldn't really speak English very well. And also, one of the hardest things, aside from just making friends in school, was dealing with the pressure from your parents, the expectations of growing up Asian.
Right.
And they value obedience. They value finding a real job, right? Which
like
I'm obviously not doing right now. But in American culture, it's the complete opposite. We value independence and we value pursuing your dreams, whereas my dad, ever since I was little, has told me that pursuing your dreams is how you become homeless. So which one do I pick and how do I go about doing this? When I started doing stand-up, like my dad thought I was crazy. He doesn't even know what stand-up was.
Right.
Like, we never watched stand-up in Hong Kong, you know. My first stand-up like that I watched was BET Comic View when I came here.
Right.
And that was like a cultural experience.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
It wasn't just jokes, it was like about culture. Like when they were talking about white people do this, black people do that, I didn't know any of those stereotypes.
Right.
But that was like broad strokes of America that I learned from TV and watching these comedians, which is in a way culture tellers,
yes.
Right? That's why I became really interested in doing stand-up, and my dad still, till today, calls it a talk show. Which I guess I'm doing now, so it's fine. I'm actually doing a talk show.
You have a great book with a great story. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you, my man.
How to American is available now. Crazy Rich Asians is in theaters nationwide. Jimmy O. Yang, everybody. Thank you.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.